Okay, thank you very much. Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf kuf. Hey, we left off at daf kuf dalet and beis. We are at mi minna'an on the bottom of daf kuf dalet and beis, where we are discussing, or we'll see in a moment. But today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Bar Simcha La Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzacha for our soldiers and our captives, they shall return home safely, as well as by David and Debbie Adelson, Lili Nishmas, their father, Rabbi Salomon Adelson, Rav Shlomo Yehuda, Ben Rabbi Yamin David, Zichron of Bracha, the Neshamish Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for these sponsorships. So first thing we're going to discuss is who gets to decide who does not have a chelek li olam haba, meaning how does anyone know who does not have a chelek li olam haba? And then we're also going to talk about someone that maybe would have been added to the list of people who do not have a chelek li olam haba. And then the Gemara is going to tell us that there is somebody that disagrees with the entire concept of our Mishnah, that all of these people do not have a chelek li olam haba, and says that they actually do have a chelek li olam haba. The Gemara is going to bring a conversation between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu about doing tshuva and a refusal to do so. And then we're going to go into the four hedyotos who have no chelek li olam haba. And specifically, we're going to talk a lot about Bilam. And pretty much most of Amud Aleph is going to be about Bilam. Then the Gemara most of Amud Aleph and a lot of Amud Beis also is going to be about Bilam and about what his chachma was, how he was able to figure out how to curse Klal Yisrael and take advantage of the moment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. Then the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about Shlomo HaMelech and then back to Bilam. So pretty much the whole daf is about Bilam HaRasha. So let's begin. We are at Mi Minna'an. That's where we left off yesterday. So again, so says the Gemara, Mi Minna'an, who's the one that enumerated these three kings and four hedyotos that are mentioned that do not have a chelek li olam haba? How could anybody know who does not have a chelek li olam haba? So Amar Rav Ashi, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Minna'um. It was the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah who are the ones that enumerated it. And the reason why they're able to do it is because they were Nevi'im. So since they were Nevi'im, so they had the ability to know who has a chelek li olam haba. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Bikshu Od Limnos Echad, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah wanted to add another person to the list, namely Shlomo HaMelech, that Shlomo HaMelech wouldn't have a chelek li olam haba, they wanted to suggest. But the Dmus Diyukno Shel Aviv, and then the Dmus Diyukno of David HaMelech came and Nishtachal Lefneihem and sort of presented his case in front of them, not to put Shlomo HaMelech on that list of those who do not have a chelek li olam haba, v'lo ishkichu aleha, and they did not listen to the Dmus Diyukno Shel David. Ba ish min ha-shamayim v'lichacha ish b'saf saleihem. A fire came from heaven and started singeing the benches that they were sitting on to show them that in min ha-shamayim they are not maskim to that which they are suggesting that Shlomo HaMelech does not have a chelek li olam haba, v'lo ishkichu aleha. And they didn't listen to that ish min ha-shamayim either. Yotza baskal v'yomer lehem, then a Baskel came out and told them, Chazisa Ishma here b'mlachta l'fnei melachim yisatzav bal yisatzav v'nei chashukim. What does that mean? Mi shehiktim beisi l'beiso. Someone who prioritized HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house over his own house. He built the Beis HaMikdash before he did any construction on his own house. And that's why he's called an Ishma here b'mlachto v'lo od. And not only did he prioritize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house over his own house, Elisha beisi bana b'shevashanim, that he built HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house in 7 years it took him to the construction project building Beis HaMikdash, u'beiso bana b'shlosh esrei shana. But it took him 13 years to build his own house because he wasn't as on top of the project as he was when it came to the Beis HaMikdash. Lefnei melachim yisyatzav, he should stand with the kings in Gan Eden. Bal yisyatzav lefnei chashukim, he shouldn't be among the reshoim in Gehenim, v'lo ishkichu aleha. But the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah refused that argument as well, and they still wanted to include Shlomo HaMelech on the list. Til Yatza Baskel Yamra, Baskel came out and said over the Pasuk in Iyov, Hamei Imcha Yishalmen Amena Kima Asta Ki Ata Tivchar Velo Ani, that do you think you have the right to choose who has a chelik in Olam Abba? That it's up to you? It's up to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Shlomo HaMelech as someone who does have a chelik in Olam Abba, and no one has a right to overrule the decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it's very, very difficult to understand. The Ben Yoyada says, how could it be the Anshe Knesset Gedola didn't listen to the Musti Knesset David HaMelech, the Yesh Min HaShemayim, the first Paschal that said, so that, you know, how did they refuse? Simon after Simon, three times, and then finally, only at the end. So Ben Yoyada says that the Anshe Knesset Gedola knew full well that Shlomo HaMelech was a tzaddik and a Bal Ruach HaKodesh, and obviously someone who's Yesh L'Chelik L'Olam Haba, but they were choshesh that simple people are going to see that it says in the Pasuk, Vayas Hara Be'inei Hashem, and they're going to assume that he's like all these other kings that were Asa Hara Be'inei Hashem, and they're not going to realize that it only says that about Shlomo HaMelech because he should have made a macha'a against his wives who were over the Avodah Zarah. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Vav says. He should have made a macha'a against his wives, and he didn't, and therefore it's considered as if Vayas Hara Be'inei Hashem, but he didn't really. So the Anshe Knesset Gedola wanted to make as big a show of the fact that Shlomo HaMelech has a chelik in Olam Haba as they possibly could. So they kept on refusing in order to prompt another Simon Min HaShemayim and another Simon Min HaShemayim as a way of letting the world know that Shlomo, emphatically, that Shlomo HaMelech in fact does have a chelik li Olam Haba. So it says more, Darshin Rishumos Hayu Omrim. The people who darshin the Lashonos of Psukim would say, Kulan Ba'in the Olam Haba, that they all have, they all have Olam Haba, Yerava, Menachav, Menashe, Achitof, Algeich, Zidoik, everyone except Bilam, meaning the three kings and the four Hedyotos, all the Jewish people on the list have a chelik l'Olam Haba. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Li Gilad Vili Menashe VeEfrayim Ozroshi Yehuda Mechokiki Moav Sir Rachzi Al Edom Ashlich Nali Ale Pleshes Hisroai. So that pasuk in Tehillim is a reference to all six people, other than Bilam, as a way of saying they have Shaychus Takarish Baruch, that they do have a chelik in Olam Haba. How do we darshin Li Gilad Ze Achav Shenafal Bir Ramot Gilad? Li Gilad is a reference to Achav who fell in Milcham in Ramot Gilad, and his Misa is going to be a Kapara, and that's being referenced over here, and therefore he has a Chelek in Olam Haba. When it says Menashe, Kimashma'o, that's referring to Menashe. He's the only one that's referred to directly in this Pasuk. The rest is Biramiza, right? How they died, and the death is a Kapara, and the reason the rest are only Biramiza, I think Marsha says, is because Menashe was someone who actually did Tshuva. The reason he has a Chelek in Olam Haba is he spent 33 years as a Tzaddik. He's spent 33 years living a life of tshuva. The rest of them, it was a kapara, it was this, it was that. So they're not referred to directly. Ephraim Ozroshi, Zay Yeravim, Dekasi Me Ephraim. That's Yeravim, who comes from the Shevet of Ephraim, who was anointed by a Navi. And it doesn't make sense that he would be Yori Legehenim. Yehuda Mechokiki, Zay Achitofel, Dekasi Me Yehuda. That's a reference to Achitofel, who comes from Yehuda. And he was the Rebbe of David. And therefore, David refers to him in Tehillim as Mechokiki. And in the zchus of his Talmud David, he zocha to Chay Olam Haba. Moav Sir Rachzi Zegechazi Shalaka Aliske Ruchitza. That Moav Sir Rachzi is referring to Gechazi, who was punished because of something relating to bathing. Because Elisha told Naaman when he wants to have a refuah from his tzaras that he should bathe in the river, and then Naaman wanted to pay Elisha for that great advice, and Elisha refused payment, and Gechazi after Naaman left, Gehazi chased him down and said, Elisha changed his mind. We're accepting payment now. And Elisha found out about that and was very, very upset. And because of that, he was struck with tzaras himself. And that onesh of tzaras was mechaper for that avera. And therefore he does have a chelek in Olam Haba. Al Edom Ashlich Na'ali Zed Doik Ha'Adomi. That's a reference to Doik Ha'Adomi. Na'ali is the lashon of Anil, that I'll bring putting him into Gan Eden. So all of them are referred to in the pasuk, not only that they have a chelik in Olam Haba, but as we said, all of them, the pasuk is referring to why they have a chelik in Olam Haba, like where they got their kapara from in order to enter Olam Haba. So Alai Pelesha Sisro Ayi Amu Melech Yisrael Smekarosh Baruch Ribono Shel Olam Im Yavul David Chargas Haplishti Varis Benecha Gas. If David HaMelech, who killed the Plishti and was able to bequeath to your children the city of Gas, which was prior to that in the Rishus of the Plishtim, and he cries out that you're giving that you're giving a chelik l'olam haba to Doeg and Tachitofel, who caused him so many tzaros. Matosolo, how are you going to answer David if David complains to you that Doeg and Achitofel have a chelik in olam haba? So Amar Lehen, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Alai lasos and reim zelaza. He says, leave it up to me. I'm the one that makes everybody friends with each other. I'll figure out a way to make them get along. The Marsha says it means that since they only have averos ben al mechaveru, not averos ben al makom, and those averos, a person could be mochel if your mefayis is chaveros. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'll figure out a way to make sure that David is nispayes, and therefore he will be mochel, and therefore those averos ben al mechaveru can go away. The kapara for the averos ben al makom, that's taken care of. So madua shova ha'amaze Yerushalayim meshuva nitzachas. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, so Amar Rav, Rav says, what does it mean, Meshuva Nitzachas? Tshuva Nitzachas Yeshiva Knesset Yisrael LeNavi, that there was a very effective response that Knesset Yisrael had to the Navi when the Navi encouraged Knesset Yisrael to do tshuva. Amar Le Navi Yisrael Chizru B'tshuva. The Navi said to Klal Yisrael, do tshuva. Avoseichem Shechatu Heichanheim. Your forefathers that sinned, where do you think they are? They're dead. So with that, what good did it do them, all their averos? So Amar Lo, so Klal Yisrael said back to the Navi, Unaviyechem Shalochatu Heichanheim. What do you mean? And the Naviim who did not sin, where are they right now? They're equally dead. So, how do you know that our forefathers who did averos died because of their sins? So so Rav quotes the pasuk where all of this is merumas to. Shenemar, the pasuk in Zechariah says, Avoseichem ayeheim v'anevim hala olam yichyu. That's two parts of a conversation. That first the Navi says, Avoseichem did an avera, and therefore, where do you think they are? They're dead. And Klal Yisrael responded, yeah, and the Nevi'im, Haliolam Yechiu, did they live forever? No, obviously not. Chazru Vahodu, then Klal Yisrael later were moda to the Divrei Navi, Shenemar, es Divrei V'chukai, es Dvari V'chukai, Asher Tzivisi, es Avadai HaNevi'im V'gomer. It says, Halo Yisigu Avasechem Yashuv V'yomru, Kasher Zom Hashem Tzvaka L'sa'asul Sanu, Kedarkenu Kamalenu Kenu Asayitanu. That what Hashem did to our forefathers, He does to us as well, because we deserve it, and they ultimately were moda. So the Gemara brings another drasha explaining the response. Shmuel Amar, Bo Asar Bnei Adam Yashu Lefanav. That 10 people came and sat in front of the Navi. Amr Lahen, Chizru B'tshuva. The Navi said, you got to do tshuva. Amr Lo, these Aseres Bnei Adam, these 10 people who were, 10 is always a minion that always represents the tzibur, so it represents the klal. So these 10 people said, Evet Shemacharu Rabo, V'isha Shagir Shabayla. If you have an Evet that was sold by his master, or a woman whose husband had divorced her, Kum Yesh Lazeh Alzeh Klum, is the Adon able to demand anything from that Eved anymore? Or the husband demand anything from that wife anymore? It's over. They don't have a relationship anymore. So Kadosh Baruch Hu abandoned us. We were an Eved that he sold to somebody else. We're a wife that he was Megarish. He can't make any demands that we observe his mitzvahs anymore. We were given over to the hands of Nebuchadnezzar of Russia. So Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Navi, that Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Navi, Lechem Orlehen, Eze Sefer Krista Simcha Meshesh Lachtia, Umi Minoshe Hashem. Tell me exactly, where did I ever write you a get? Who did I owe money to that I had to sell you in order to be able to pay my debts? That you're not like a woman who was divorced or an Eved who was sold. You're like a woman who rebelled against her husband and went left without a get. Or an Eved that was poshea against his master, but the master gave him to another Adon as an onesh, but he still owed owned by the first master. So yeah, you're suffering for your sins, but as soon as you do tshuva, you come right back home. And that's what Reish Lakish says. How do we explain the pasuk David Avdi and Nebuchadnezzar Avdi, that the pasuk refers to in Shmuel Beis David as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Eved, but then in Yirmiyahu refers to Nebuchadnezzar as Hashem's Eved, making it sound like as if they're equals on some level. How could that be? Nebuchadnezzar was a Rasha, David was a Tzaddik. How could they be equated with one another with the same title? So Goli V'Yadul V'Nesh Misha Amar V'Haya Olam Sha'asidin Yisrael Lomar Kach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that one day they were going to say this, that since Nebuchadnezzar defeated them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no more demands on them, has no more rights to make demands on them. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm already going to refer to Nebuchadnezzar as my Eved, because that's the response. Eved shekar nechasim, Eved l'mi, nechasim l'mi. If an Eved acquires something, who does the Eved belong to? Who do those nechasim belong to? It all belongs to the master. So Nebuchadnezzar is my Eved. Whatever he acquires, whatever he got, the fact that he defeated, that he took you as slaves, that means that you belong to me. The Gemara brings a pasuk va'ola al ruchachem hayulosi yasher atem omrim niya kogoyim kemishpachos haratzos l'shari seitz ve'even chayaninu um Hashem Elokim im lo biyar chazak v'zoran intuyo v'chem ashvucha em lo chalechem, that the fact that Klal Yisrael had a hava mina, that they could be like all the other goyim and that they could do avodah zara, is totally improper and incorrect. They HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to be ruling over them. Amar Rav Nachman kol kiyai rit Halavai, Hashem should get angry at us with this type of anger that's mentioned in the pasuk in order to get us out of galus, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forcefully take the reins again, where he will be the melech over us. So the Gemara brings another interpretation of what the tshuva nitzachas was that Klal Yisrael had to the rebuke of the Navi. The Yisrael the Mishpat Elokav Yorenu. So Amar Rabbi Bar Bechana, Amar Le Navi Yisrael Chizur B'tshuva. The Navi tells Klal Yisrael, do tshuva. Amar lo, enon yicholin, yetzer hara shaleit banu. We wish we could, but we can't, because the yetzer hara is so powerful. Amar lem, yisri yitzreichem. You should defeat your yetzer hara. So amar lo, elokav yorenu. Let Hashem, who created the yetzer hara, defeat the yetzer hara. If he doesn't want to do it, then we're not going to do it. Meaning Hashem is one that gave us the yetzer hara. Let him defeat the yetzer hara. So two versions of what the tshuva nitzachas was, to the rebuke of the Navi to do tshuva. First version was that the Navi was telling them, Averus don't get you anywhere, all your forefathers are dead, and the tshuva nitzachas was, the Naviim are all dead also. And the second version is that the Navi was telling them that you have to defeat the Yetzer Hara, and they're saying, let Hashem defeat the Yetzer Hara. Now the Abrama points out that obviously that neither tshuva nitzachas is a tshuva nitzachas, meaning tshuva nitzachas normally means a response that's unanswerable and that's correct, and so neither of these is actually correct, right? Especially this last one over here. You know, the concept of bechiru chafshis is that a person has the ability to choose to go b'derech hatov or b'derech hara'a, and midat tov is meruba habal itar misayin biyado habal itame poschem lo, that there's if you want to be mitame, Hashem allows you to do it, but he's not misayaya. The Gemara in Shabbos says daf kuf dalet, if you want to be mitar, you want to do good things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that extra push. So the Gemara was just saying just where their mind was, that they thought that they don't have the ability to even have Bechira Chavshis, and that it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do that for them. Arba Hedyotos. So we said there are four Hedyotos that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Bilam, V'dog, V'achitofel, V'gechazi. So the rest of the daf is about Bilam. Bilam, even in his name, it's Mirame, is that below Am, that he's not going to have a chelik with any Am, meaning, or with the Am, with Klal Yisrael. Dover Acher, Bilam Shebila Am, that Bilam means he messed up the Jewish people with the Eitzah that he gave to Balak to cause Klal Yisrael to sin with the Benos Moav. Ben Ba'or, Shebal Be'ir, that he was Boel, his own animal, his donkey that he would ride on. So Tana, Hu Ba'or, Hu Kushan Rishasayim, Hu Lavan Arami. This father of Bilam, Ba'or, is the same person that's Kushan Rishasayim, the Melech Aram, who's mentioned in Sefer Shoftim, that was Meshabed Yisrael during the Klal Yisrael during the times of the Shoftim, when they did Averus until the Sneel Ben Kenaz fought a war with him. And it's the same person in Lavan Arami Shlomi, the father-in-law of Yaakov Avinu that we learn about in Chumash, which would mean he had to live more than 500 years from the days of Yaakov Avinu until after Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yaakov Emdin writes that it could be that the Gemara is trying to tell us about Gilgulim over here, and not that it was the same person, because it's hard to imagine that it was the same person. The Ibn Ezra on Bereishis by Lavan says that the Gemara clearly doesn't mean he was the same person. It means that they had some of the same character traits, that they're reminiscent of each other. Ba'or sheba al bi'ir kushan rishasayim David shtei rishuyos b'Yisrael. He's called Ba'or because he was ba'al as beima. He's called kushan rishasayim because he did two evil things to Klal Yisrael. Achas b'mei Yaakov, one during the days of Yaakov Avinu, acting as Lavan Arami. Vachas b'mei shifot ha-shoftim, and one during the times of the shoftim when he was mishabit Klal Yisrael. Umashimo Lavan Arami shmo. And what's his actual name? Is Lavan Arami. Ksiv ben Ba'or uksiv beno Ba'or. It says that he's ben Ba'or, and it says that his son's name is Ba'or. So which is it? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan aviv beno hu lo benevius. It was his physically it was his father, but his father was his ben in nevius. That even though Ba'or was also a navi, but Bilam was a greater navi than his father. How do I know that the father was a navi? Because that's a Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says that any navi that mentions him and the name of his father it means that he was a navi and the father was a navi as well. So Bilam was a navi, and it says Bilam ben Ba'or. So I know that the father was a navi as well, but he was not as great a navi as Bilam. Bilam hu da'asi le'alma da'asi. Bilam doesn't go into Olam Haba. Hashar goyim achrini asu. So says Gemara, ooh, we can make a diuk that other goyim do have a chelik in Olam Haba. You don't need to be Jewish to have a chelik in Olam Haba. So Masis and Mani, which shita is our Mishnah assuming like when it assumes that all other people who are not on this list do have a chelik in Olam Haba? Rabbi Yeshua, he is following the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Titania, because we have a brisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the pasuk says in Tehillim Yashuv Rishayim L'Sha'ola, Kol Goyim Shchei Elokim. So Yashuv Rishayim L'Sha'ola, Elu Poshe Yisrael. Yashuv Rishayim L'Sha'ola is a reference to the people, the Jewish people, who don't behave and therefore don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Kol Goyim Shchei Elokim, Elu Poshe Avduchavim. That's a reference to the non-Jewish people who don't behave and therefore don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. But the rest of the Goyim do have a chelik in Olam Haba. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua responds. V'chinemar bichol goyim. Does it say bichol goyim? It sounds like among the goyim there are those that are shchech elokim and don't have a chelik in Olam Haba, but there are others who do. V'alolo nemarela kol goyim shchech elokim. That it's a statement of fact that kol goyim are shchech elokim. Ella yeshuv rishon l'shola maninu kol goyim shchech elokim. It's not the two halves of the pasuk are not referring to two groups of people: the Jewish people that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba and those non-Jews don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. It's saying that the rishayim that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba are kol goyim, are all of the goyim who do not have a chelik in Olam Haba. So that is the understanding. The riff says that we should be goris vikol. That if it would have said Vikol Gayim Shchech Elokim, then we would learn that only the Gayim who are Shchech Elokim do not have a Chelik in Olam Haba, other Gayim do. Not Bikol Gayim, but Vi with a Vav is the proper reading of our Gemara. Vaf also Rasha, Nachson Simon Ba'atzmo, and even Bilam himself gave a sign that he has no Chelik in Olam Haba, because Amar, Tamos Nafshi Mos Yesharim, he said, I want to die the death of the Yesharim, and I want my end to be like theirs. If what he was saying is, it should be a sign that if I die on my bed the way a regular person dies, you know, a natural death, then I'm going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. My end is going to be like the Jewish people. But if I die, then I'm going to go to Gehenim like Kol HaGoyim. Then it's going to be a sign that I I'm not going to Olam Haba. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara goes to discuss the Pesukim in the Torah about Bilam. So Tana, Midian and Moab lo yom shalom eolam. Midian and Moab never got along. They never had shalom with each other. But nevertheless, they managed to come together to ask Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. Mashal shnei klavim l'shayu beeder. It's like two dogs that are watching a flock of sheep. Vayitzuvim zel lezeh, and they're always barking at each other. They don't get along with each other at all. Baza evala echad. But then a wolf comes to attack one of them. Amara acher imeni ozra ayom arigosol machar ba'alai. If I don't help my friend, the other dog, or my enemy, the dog that I don't like, he's going to get killed today, which is fine, but then tomorrow, the Ze'ev is going to come after me, and I'm going to get killed. So, Hashem, Hargu Ze'ev, they both teamed up, and they killed the Ze'ev. So here also, the people of Moab, Rechoshesh, that Klal Yisrael is going to harm them. The people of Midian came to help them, because they said, okay, if they defeat Moab today, they're going to defeat Midian tomorrow. So Amra Papa, Haidu Damri Inshi, that's what people say, Karkushta Vashunra, that the weasel and the cat that have a fight with each other, Avdu Ilula Misraba Devishgada, they make shalom with each other and they make a little party eating the fat of a person who has a bad mazel. So now weiter in the psukim about Bilam, it says Vayeshvu Sari Moav im Bilam, Vesari Midyan Lehechanazel. You know, it started with Vayelchu Ziknei Moav Vizikne Midyan, and they came to Bilam. And now all of a sudden it's only Vayeshvu Sari Moav in Bilam? What happened to the Sari Midian? Where did they go? So it says Mark, even Darmalu, who once Bilam gave that initial response of Linu Pa'alayla Vashivosi Eschem Davar, that you need to stay overnight and I'll respond to you tomorrow with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu authorizes and doesn't authorize me to do, because that's what I'm limited to. So Amru, the Sari Midian said, Klumi Yeshav Shasoni Espino, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the father of the Jewish people. You think he's going to be masking to this? He's not going to allow them to allow him to curse his children. Amru Nachum Chutzpah, a hanhaga of chutzpah works even klape shemaya, even against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. May Karaksev, originally it says lo se lechimayim, that Hashem said to Bilam, do not go with them. But after other sarim came and told Bilam, and Bilam told them, stay here overnight, maybe Hashem will allow next time, and he pushes, ksiv kum lechitam. Ultimately, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives in and says, okay, you can go with them. So you see the chutzpah that he had even worked klape shemaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in to those demands, to those requests. Amar Rav Sheshes, chutzpah malchus b'lo tagihi. Chutzpah has the koach of a king just without a crown. Dechsiv, because after Yoav killed Avner, so David said to his avadim that a great tsar has fallen today in Klal Yisrael. V'anoche yom rachu mashuach melech v'anosh me'ile b'nei tzriya koshim yimeni. And Hashem should pay back the evil. So you see that even though David was a melech, but he wasn't able to punish Yoav ben Tzruya because he was kasha mimeni. He was more powerful in a certain sense. So he said about himself that he was Mashuach Melech, that all my godless, more than them is only that I'm Mashuach as a Melech, and they're not. But you see that the Azus that they have is equal to Malchus without a crown. That David had a crown, but that was his only advantage. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bilam chiga baraglo achas haya. Bilam was lame in one leg. Shenamar, the pasuk says Vayelech Shefi. Shefi means that it was like a dislocation, that his bone was dislocated, and therefore he was unable to walk on one leg. Shimshon was Bishtei Raglav. He was lame in both legs. Shenamar, because the pasuk says in the bracha Yaakov gave to Dan, Shvifon ale orach hanoshech ikvesus. So Shvifon sounds like there were two dislocations of each of his legs. So that's Shimshon Agibor. Bilam suma ba'achas me'enav haya. Bilam was blind in one eye. Shenemar shesum ha'ayin, because it says shesum ha'ayin, that his eye was open. So the fact that it says ayin, his eye was open, not einayim, so it sounds like he only had one eye that was open and able to see. The second eye was closed. He only was blind in the other eye. Kosim ba'amasohaya, he would do sorts of witchcraft or sorcery using his male aver, and Ksiv, how do I know that? Because Ksiv Hacha, Nofel Ugluy Naim, Uksiv Hasam, that's by Bilam, Uksiv Hasam, and says by Haman Rasha, Vine Haman Nofel Alamita. And when he was Nofel Alamita, he was trying to take advantage of Esther, he was trying to be Boel her. So we see that it has something to do with Amaso. So that Lashon of Nofel. So by Bilam also, it must mean that he was Kosein by Amaso. Itmar, we have, it was stated, Mar Zutra, Amar Kosein by Amaso Haya, like we just said, but Marbrid, Ravina Amar, Sheba Alasono, that not that he was Kosein by Amaso, that he was doing some sort of sorcery, but that he was Boel, his own animal. So Mandi Amar Kosein by Amaso Haya Kedah Amaran. The one that says Kosein by Amaso brings the Raya from Megillas Esther, like we just said. Mandi Amar Ba Alasono Haya, the opinion that says that he was Boel, his own donkey, because how do they know that? Because Ksiv Hacha, it says by Bilam, Karash Achav, Uksiv Hasam, and it says by Sisra and Yael that Bein Raglea Kara Nafal Shachav, the same Lashon, and Sisra was Boel Yael, because it says Shachav, so Kara Shachav is the same Lashon that it has by Bilam with the Ason. The Yodea Das Elyon, and it says that Bilam said about himself that he's Yodea Das Elyon, so it says, come on, Hashra Das Behemtol Aviyada, he couldn't even outsmart his donkey. Das Elyon Aviyada, you think that Bilam knows the Das of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So it says, my Das Behemtol, where do we find that he couldn't outsmart his donkey? So because the Pasuk says about this conversation that the donkey had with Bilam. And here's how to touch up the Pasuk. Da'amri Lev, the Sari Moav said to Bilam, my time lo rechafta susya. What kind of Navi are you? Meaning, you're riding such a lowly animal. Why don't you ride a noble steed? You know, ride a horse. You know, you should be riding a... So Bilam said, I have a horse, but Shadayilu Beritiva, my horse is busy grazing right now. You know, my Cadillac's in the shop. You know, so I'm driving. But I have one. It's just it's busy right now. So the son said, what are you talking about? Hello, nochi asoncha. I'm your ride. I'm always your ride. You know, you always drive a Hyundai. What are you talking about? So Bilam said, he's right. He is my donkey, but Latina Balma. I just use him to schlep packages. I don't use him. It's just my train car. I don't really use him for anything serious. So the donkey said, what do you mean? Asher Chavta, like, you're always riding. Wherever you go, you take me everywhere. So Akrai Bialma, he says, no, just once in a while I'll ride on him, not just to schlep packages. And the donkey says, Meotchad Yomazeh? No, always. Velo Oda. And not only do you always ride on me as your mode of transportation, Elashani Yosel Chamay. And at night, when you don't have to go anywhere, I become your wife. Ksiv Hacha Askenes Kanti. It says by the Asona Askenes Kanti. Ksiv Hasam. It says by David HaMelech when he was old and he couldn't be warmed by any begadim. That was what the Gemara says because he was punished because he disrespected begadim when he cut off the corner of Shaul's begad when he was running from Shaul and he was in the cave and Shaul went to urinate in the cave. Vetilo Sokenes. But David HaMelech needed someone to warm him. So Avisha Kishnamis came to warn him. To warm him, and that means that she was intimate with him. So you see that Bilam had a similar relationship with his donkey. Elamai v'yodea das elyon. So what did he know about das elyon then that he was able to do anything? Shayodea lechavin also shasha kodesh baruch hu koespa. He knew how to find the moment that Hashem expresses that Hashem is angry. Vayinu dekamer lehu navi liyisrael. That's what the navi Micha says to klal yisrael. Ami zchorna ma yatz balak melech moav ma ono so Bilam ben Baor min hashita. What does that pasuk mean? You should see how much tzedakah I did with you. Every day Bilam was waiting for that moment of my anger and I just skipped it. Every day I skipped that moment. Shil Mali Kasi Kolos and Yom. Had I gotten angry at any of those days, Lo Nishtayim Sonen Shil Yisrael, sorry to Palit. There would be nothing left of the Jewish people. V'ayinit Kamer Le Bilam Le Balak. And that's what Bilam says to Balak in the first Nevuah when he wanted to be Mekalo Klal Yisrael. Ma Ekov Lo Kabokel. Ma Ezom Lo Zom Hashem. Malayim Shkolos and Yom Lo Zom Hashem. He's saying, I can't do anything because Hashem's not getting angry. And it's only in that moment of time where I'm able to take advantage of that moment and issue a curse. Kelzoim b'chol yom. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem gets angry every day. V'kama za'amo. How long does that last? Rega. Shenemar ki rega ba'po chayim b'ritzono. It only lasts a moment. Iba yisema. Another pasuk that tells us that it's only a rega. The pasuk says in Shayo, lechami bo b'chadrech l'skor de l'secha ba'adecha chavi kim'at rega ad yavor zam. You better hide out for that rega until the zam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu passes. Emas ratach. When during the the day does this moment happen. So betlashoy kamaisa, in the first 3 hours of the day. And the simin for that time of exactly when it is kichavra karbalta de tarnagola. It's when the karbalta of the tarnagol turns white and not red as it normally is. So kol shaita v'shaita nami chavra says, well, it's always white. Kol shaita v'shaita ispa suryaki sumaki. Normally it has red streaks. He shaita lespa suryaki sumaki. During that moment of Hashem za'am, it doesn't even have the red streaks. There was a certain min that lived b'shavusei. Rabbi Shimon Levi in Rabbi Shimon Levi's neighborhood to have a commissary, and he would cause all sorts of trouble for Rabbi Shimon Levi. So Yamachad knock a tarnagol. One day Rabbi Shimon Levi took a tarnagol, asale bekare, and he tied its feet down va'osiv, and he sat to look at it to wait for that moment. Amr kimatu ushaita ilatia. He said, when that moment comes, I'm going to curse this min because I had enough of him. Kimatu ushaita. When that moment came, nimneim, it happened to be that Rabbi Shimon Levi had dozed off, and therefore he was not able to curse him. Amr shmamina lavarachari. He says, I take that as a simon min hashamayim that it's not derech eretz for me to take advantage of that moment of Hashem's anger to curse him. Tchsev gam enosh l'tzadik lo tov. Afilu b'mini lo yibayilei l'memarachi. That even for me, a person shouldn't use this knowledge to be able to take advantage of Hashem's anger. Tanu mishmei d'Rav Meir b'shoa shacham zorachas v'amlachem enichem kisrei en alrshein v'mishachem l'cham v'miyad koes. That another explanation of when it is Hashem gets angry is when the sun shines and the kings of all the other nations put their crowns on their head and start bowing down to the sun. That brings about the wrath and the anger of Hashem. The Gemara in Brachos of Zion quantifies the exact length of even that rega, of how long that rega is, and it's a fraction of a second, that rega. And that's what Tosfos asks in Masechus Brachos. Well, what kind of curse can you issue in such a short period of time? So Tosfos gives two answers. One answer Tosfos says is you only need to start the curse in that moment of time. You don't need to say the whole curse in that moment of time. And the other answer Tosfos gives is chaleim. Chaleim means wipe him out. So, and you could say it very, very quickly in less than a second. That the first answer that I mentioned, which I think is the second answer of Tosfos, that you only need to start the curse in that time, is used by some of the poskim. That's what the Yira Kadosh is quoted by the Kashuk Lover Gon in his Tshuvas, and it's quoted by the Aruch HaShulchan as well, says that that's a raya, that if you're running late for Mincha, and you only have like a minute before Shkia, as long as you start before Shkia, that's good enough. Rav Soloveitchik thought that was a joke. It's not a raya at all, and it's not something, what does one have to do with the other? But that's the raya that they bring. V'yakum b'boker v'yach v'oshes hasono tan mishum rishim ben elazar avam v'atel ashur shel gedula. The love will overpower the normal protocols of Gedula. May Avram, how do I know that from Avram Avinu? Because when Avram Avinu went to do the Akedah Vayashkim, Avram Baboker, and he himself set up his donkey, so even though Avram Avinu should have other people doing this for him, but because of his Avas Hashem, he wanted to do it himself. Sinna mevatel shurish al Gedula, and Sinna also will cause a person to violate protocols for someone of their station in life. Me Bilam, I learned that from Bilam. Shnemar Vayakam Bilam Baboker, Vayachvosh Sasono. Bilam got up himself and got his donkeys ready because he was so excited to curse Klal Yisrael. Amar Yudam Rav, they only ask him Torah Mitzvah Afilu Shalol Lishma. A person should do Torah Mitzvah even if it's not Lishma. Shem Tov Shalol Lishma Bal Lishma, because ultimately it'll be Lishma. Shem Schar Arba Mishtayim Karbanos Shirikav Balak. In the Schar of the 42 Karbanos that Balak brought, Zoch V'yatsim Men Rus. He was Zoch to have Rus HaMoavia descend from him, who was obviously the matriarch of the Malchus Beis David. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Huna, Rus Bito Shal Eglon. Rus was the daughter of Eglon Melech Moav, ben beno shel Balak Melech Moav Haisa, who himself was a descendant of Balak Melech Moav. So Amalei Rav L'Rabbi Bar Mari, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk that the Avadim said to David HaMelech after he told them that Shlomo should be the king, Yitav Elokim Hashem Shlomo Mishmecha V'yigadol Kiso Mikisecha, that Shlomo is going to be even greater than you. So Aruch Harim Meim L'Malka Hachi, is that Derech Eretz to talk to a king that way, that someone else is going to be greater than you? So Amalei Me'im Ka'am Rilei. No, they meant that he's going to be similar too, that the Shem Shlomo is going to be similar to the name of David, but not greater than. Because if you don't say it, that's what it means. Tavaruch minashim yal eishas chever akeni minashim ba'ol tavarach nashim ba'ol maninu. Who are the nashim ba'ol that we're saying yal is even greater than? Sar Rivka Rachalea or Achara Lemerachi. Can you say such a thing that anybody is greater than Sar Rivka Rachalea? No, elame'ein ka'amar. It means that she has a similar reputation. reputation to Sar Rivka Rachel Leah. So Achnami Me'in Ka'amar. So too that Shlomo Melech has a similar reputation to David, but not that Shlomo Melech is greater than David. You wouldn't talk that way to David HaMelech. So Gemara says Upliga de Rabbi Yossi Bar Chomi, and that's in disagreement with Rabbi Yossi Bar Chomi, who thinks that it's perfectly normal to talk that way to David HaMelech and say that Shlomo is going to be greater than you, and it's not considered chutzpah. So I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Chomi, we call out the Meskane. People get jealous of everybody, chutz mi bro talmido, except for their own child or their own student. Beno mi Shlomo, we learn it from Shlomo that David was not jealous of Shlomo HaMelech. Ad Rabba, it's a great source of pride. That's what Rav Shachtz always says, that at his bar mitzvah, everyone, you know, a lot of people came because his father was a big rabbi in the Bronx. And his father said, one day, instead of people saying that it's Rabbi Shachter's son, they're going to say that I'm Rabbi Shachter's father, right? That's the greatest thing that a person wants to be able to say. V'talmido, and how do I know Talmido? Iba yisema v'ina pishnayim ruchacha elai. That you'll have pishnayim of the ruach that is given to Elisha. You know, Elisha's twice the ruach of Elio. V'iba yisema, or another possible source is that v'yismoch es yadav alav v'yitzavehu. That even though Moshe Rabbeinu was only told to place one hand on Yoshua, when the pasuk reports what he actually did, he placed both hands on Yoshua. So you see that there's a special ayin tova that a person has toward his talmidim, that he doesn't get jealous of his talmidim. To the contrary, he's very happy when the talmidim outperform that which the Rebbe was able to accomplish. Okay, so we're out of time. So from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Vayasam Davar Bifi Bilam. Everyone have a great day. Yeah. Well, yeah.